Yeah, the beautiful, sleek aircraft here is the F-104 Starfighter that Lockheed Aircraft had built. This particular model with the nice paint job and NASA markings was one of three that were actually bought for operation at Flight Research Center, and it served a multitude of tests on the different research programs. One primary thing, utility-wise, was supporting the X-15 program. It incidentally was the first aircraft that I accomplished and got to achieve Mach 2, twice the speed of sound. Very sleek aircraft, unfortunately, with the very short, stubby wings, very sharp wings. Took a lot of speed, high speed on takeoff and landing, without having nice cambered wings to provide more lift. Was nice flying, very smooth, trim-wise, handling-wise, response, but augmented with what was called stability augmentation on all three axes. And, of course, you got the flavor of what the real airframe aerodynamics was if you turned off those dampers. It was then kind of a squirrely airplane wiggling around a lot with the control surface, without the control surface damping, to make it seem a much more stable airplane. But it was used, as I said, in the X-15 program, often used to, early in the morning of flight days, to go uprange to where the X-15 might launch from and check the weather to and from on the path back to Edwards from their launch point. It was also used as chase, and there were several chases involved. One was right at the B-52, adjacent, offset to the where the X-15 was mounted and would be released, and that airplane would support following the X-15 down if it could not had engine problems and had to virtually dump its fuel and land at a lake bed that was always chosen to be nearby when it was launched. It was kind of a roving chase that would cover the middle ground between that launch lake bed and Edwards. And always there was at least one or sometimes two lake beds en route that potentially, if the engine failed in part of the starting of the really mission profile, the X-15 could dump its fuel and land at one of those intermediate lake beds. So the chase roving aircraft would support their following them down to a landing there and verifying that the gear had things had come on, open and that sort of thing. And the last aircraft was one that would intercept it as it arrived back at Edwards to follow, to support the chase as it did its normal landing back at Rogers Dry Lake.